I'm John Batchelor. To the south of France, paradise, Simon Constable reporting for the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and other distinguished publications is here to report on the south of France. When last we left Mr. Constable, he was in the local town of Albi because there was power outage out with the farms where he lives now, the estates. First of all, I established that the power is back, otherwise I wouldn't be able to speak to him. And, Simon, a very good day to you, that your power restored, you and your farm neighbors. I'm presuming all is well, and what you learned is now and again power goes down. It's the same in Connecticut, Simon. No prejudice against you. So we go immediately to your first year. Congratulations, in paradise, you and your wife. And lessons learned for working remote, work from home, in paradise in the south of France in 2023. What can you tell me, and what can you tell people considering a similar change of venue? Good evening to you, Simon.
Good evening to you, John. And yes, it is great to have been here for one whole year. I can hardly believe it. It has blown by. What I would say to anyone who is planning a move is don't talk to other people about it, because they'll tell you about the obstacles they faced or you are likely to face. If I'd have been told about the obstacles we faced here, we never would have done it. But I'm glad we did do it, because when you come to a challenge or an obstacle, you just get through it. And you're not aware of when the next one's going to show up again, and then it shows up and you get through it. And I'm glad that that's happened that way, because it is such a lovely country and it's such a lovely part of a lovely country. So I've learned that there's a lot of paperwork in France, but it's not impossible to deal with. I've learned that the language is a bit tricky, although it is getting easier for me. I have learned that the sun is very hot in the middle of the summer. I've never really experienced sunlight that's been hot. I've experienced very humid weather with heat, but not quite like this. And the slow pace is real. Things shut for lunch, and you just have to deal with it and come back and be patient. So it's taught me a lot of patience, and it's also taught me to really love this country. It really is an amazing place to live, with a camaraderie of people all wanting to try and get on together. At least that's what I've experienced here in the middle of the farm country. It's just a very good place to be. So I'd recommend it to anyone, really.
And the giant wild boar at the back door, has he returned to pay respects to you, Simon?
I think he has gone incognito, because the boar hunting season has started. It's been going for a couple of weeks now, and we see the chasse, which is the French name for the hunt, out on Wednesdays and Saturdays and some Sundays, looking for that wild boar and any other wild boar to shoot and then to eat. So I think he's probably got a fake mustache on and maybe is going around in drag so he doesn't get shot. Who knows? But he's not been back, and I'm very pleased for that, because I wouldn't want to have an entanglement with a wild boar. They are big, and they can be dangerous.
And your neighbors, as I understand it, they've now accepted the fact that you're going to live there. This is in an Airbnb. And has that changed your relationship?
Yes, the relationship's got steadily warmer and warmer and warmer over the last year. So yes, you know, there are always disagreements on stuff or always misunderstandings whenever you have neighbors, and you know, we're not immune to that. But there is a great warmth between our neighbors and us, and we really, really are grateful for that. They understand what's been going on here and what we need to understand and that we don't. We're sort of the newbies that really don't understand the ways, and we understand it a heck of a lot better now, 12 months in, and we'll presumably in another year understand things even better. And there are ways of doing things, and that is really nice to feel welcome, and the people in the local town are very welcoming too.
Commodities. Simon, the expectation is that Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince heir apparent in Saudi Arabia, in conversation with his colleagues at the Kremlin, perhaps also in Tehran, but certainly in the Kremlin, looking for $100 a barrel of oil from Brent crude, which is Europe's mark. Has that changed your prices at the pump This is sometime by summer 24, although I note that Brent crude has cleared 90. Have you seen the price already, Simon?
The price is fast approaching 2 euros a liter of diesel. So that is definitely been, I mean, creeping up over the last few weeks. We have not seen, as you said, we've not seen it go much beyond that for a long, long time. I think that crude will get to $100 a barrel, Brent crude, that is the price there, and there'll be a slightly lower price for West Texas Intermediate, the American benchmark. But no, we haven't seen diesel prices jump up massively yet. It'll be interesting to see what happens, but I have no doubt that Saudi will get what it wants, which will be $100 oil, and that will have a slowing effect on most major economies, which won't be good. It may be a bit too much to want. I think it's very easy to see how we get there, but I don't know how long it lasts and whether demand gets destroyed as people take less car journeys or buy less products, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh,
so
yes.
We'll see.
I want to ask, have you seen EVs in the south of France? We have them here commonplacely, Teslas. Do you have them?
Yes, we do have EVs around here, but most people drive diesel-powered vehicles, whether that be a tractor or a massive truck or a small car. It's mostly diesel, some gasoline, and very, very few electric vehicles. That's just the way it is in this part of the world. But if you go to the bigger cities, then you'll see more and more electric vehicles.
Now, a third winter of wars is imminent, and your electricity prices are determinative. As I understand, the French fleet of nuclear power plants have now been restored after last winter's scramble for parts. So are your electricity prices spiking?
I can tell because I have a European-wide price indicator that really hasn't moved for the basically since the beginning of May, and it's around 35 to 36 euros per megawatt hour. That's the electricity price. It's also what natural gas is priced in terms of megawatt hours, because that's one of the main ways electricity is produced, regardless of whether it actually comes from a nuclear plant or a coal-fired plant or a natural gas-powered plant. But yes, 36, it's been that way for a few months now. I would expect it to stay there and probably drift up if and when cold weather really arrives in earnest. But hopefully, and I really hope this for everybody, it doesn't go back to where it was last winter, where we were looking at prices above 200 euros per megawatt hour, which is an insanely high amount.
And finally, we have 30 seconds. The general markets are waiting on the Federal Reserve to lead. The expectation, the buzz, is that the Federal Reserve will pause. Your measure of inflation here in the U.S. and then global is concerned. Do you measure that the Federal Reserve has more work ahead?
It's got a lot more work ahead. We just got the consumer price index stuff in, and it basically said inflation was running higher than was expected. It's jumped back up again. It's not above 4 at the moment, but the core rate, which when you take out food and energy, that is above 4% now. And that is not what the Fed wants to hear, and they will probably not pause. Not good.
Simon Constable, South of France, 1 year. I'm John Mack.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.